Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for some mind, body, and soul food with host Tanya Parker.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker. And first of all, I would like to thank Gay Adegbolola, who brought us in with Hungry Woman Blues. And she has been bringing us in with that song since we started over 7 years ago. And back then, I said it, and I still say it today. On this show, where we meet second Sundays at 6, we hope to have the cure for Hungry Woman and Hungry Man Blues as we dish up divinely delicious consciousness-raising creations to feed your mind, body, and soul. So I'm wondering, did you all miss us out there? Because we took a fall break to refresh and renew, and now we're back ready to serve you. And I am so excited about tonight's guest and all the others who are scheduled way into next year. That's part of what I spent the break doing. It's scheduling folks and getting a great lineup for your listening pleasure. All right. So just to let you know a little bit about myself, because I really want to jump into tonight's show. My holistic table has served up a lot of sacred offerings over the past few decades, from counseling to coaching, cooking to community capacity building, meditation to massaging, Reiki to writing. And you know my favorite, it's this baby right here, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, really, which has provided an opportunity each month to feed our listeners with mind, body, and soul nourishing information. And one of the things I love about this show is that we give voice to the vision of some amazingly gifted holistic healers and light workers. So I'm so, so grateful for everyone who has been on the other side of the interviewing table. And also thank you to the listeners who support the show. Without you, you know, what's the purpose? So if you have missed any of my shows, please check them out on demand. So tonight, I am really happy to welcome a new guest. And this particular person has helped me to shift in powerful ways. I took some of her workshops starting about a year ago. And in these workshops, she channels the archangels to help us tap into our source of abundance. Simply put, she is amazing. And for those who may not know, she will be providing some mini messages, so be sure to queue up. We already have quite the queue on 917-889-7806. So make sure you add the 1. That's 1-917-889-7806. So let's give a warm mind, body, and soul food welcome to Alex Moore. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, Tanya. Thank you. So happy to be here.
We are so happy to have you here. So I would love for my listeners to find out a bit more about you. So if you could share who you are and what do you serve at your healing table?
Well, Tanya, that's a great question, and thank you for the opportunity to answer it. I am so blessed. I am here to be of service in this lifetime, on this planet, but it's not service as maybe some of your listeners might think of service, because the angels talk to me every morning. I start my day with them most days with a cup of coffee and a long conversation with the archangels, and what we're being asked to do as light workers on the planet in terms of service is really changing. We're not supposed to be the monks and the nuns and the, you know, the hermits any longer. We're supposed to really shift into a full integration of ourselves as human beings and divine beings. And that's truly the core of what I serve in at my healing table. It's bringing humans back into connection, full connection with source energy, healing that disconnection with source, and helping us understand that we can, in fact, be fully human in every way in our physicality, our sexuality, our enjoyment of life, and also fully divine and access those invisible realms where I spend my time working every day.
I love that. I love that, being fully human and being able to access our divine self as well. It's just got to be a joyful experience for you.
Well, it is. And, you know, that's the perfect word, Tanya, because I just love my work. I just love it. I get to do fun things like this show. I get to work with amazing clients and watch them as they use their access to me to co-create incredible change in their lives. But it boils down to this. As I understand it, our lives work to the extent that they are connected to source energy. Whether your word for that is God or the universe or source, it doesn't really matter. I use the word source. Our lives work as we're connected to source, and when we're struggling, we're almost always disconnected from source. But the cool thing is you can tell where you are because we humans experience source energy as pleasure. That's what it is, pleasure in all its forms.
I love that. Now, you know, I have to tell you, I am a voyeur by nature, truth be told. And so I truly love hearing the origin story, as I call it, the intuitive origin story of my guests. So, you know, you have the archangels as your posse to help you with this work, to guide you in this work. How did you first recognize and connect with your special abilities?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I grew up as a child with absolutely zero religious influence in my household and didn't go to church, didn't have any religious tradition in my family, didn't really think about God or source or spirit or anything. And I just so happened to have a dog one year when I was starting to get a little clue about things beyond the physical who had such problems, I reached out to an animal communicator. And then I found out not only did she help me with my dog, but she taught meditation. And that was the beginning of me really having an understanding that I had abilities beyond the just strictly the physical. And I really embraced my metaphysical abilities. I got some rigorous training. I learned to use my clairvoyance. But the really cool part of the story is how I met the angels. So can I tell that story?
Most definitely.
Okay, so I knew for quite some time that I was supposed to, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and I was working, I had a job, but I was trying to develop my business, and first I thought it was this, and then I thought it was that, and I had this website, and I had that website. So here's what happened, Tanya. It's a great story. I hit absolute rock bottom. I was so frustrated with my life. I thought I was following spirit. I thought I was tuned in. I thought I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing. And, Tanya, I wasn't making any money, like, you know, a few hundred dollars. I was so frustrated. And so I was like, I just need some advice. So I called in to Hay House Radio, you know, the big people. And I actually got on the queue, and I talked to one of their healers. I got on the call, like, right at the top of the hour when the show started. This gentleman took my call, like, about 5 minutes before the end of the show. And the whole rest of the time, I was sitting in a car, because I was out when it was time for the show to start, in, like, 105-degree weather with the engine turned off so there was no engine noise, sweating. And after sitting in that car in a sauna for 55 minutes, this is what the guy said to me. You're on the right track, but something needs to be adjusted. Something's not working, but you're more or less on the right track, and you need to figure out what you need to change.
Oh, my word.
And I was like, oh. But, you know, what I did know at that point, Tanya, was that it's never the outside only. It's always from the inside. And the next morning, I hit probably the lowest point of surrender in my life, and I got up and I did my normal routine, which is to make coffee. And at that time, I would make a cup of coffee and go meditate. And I was working with one spirit guide that I connected with. I called her the ancestor. She was pretty difficult. She used to beat me over the head with her knitting needles, so she got irritated with me. So I took my cup of coffee. I went and I put my tush in the chair, and I went in the meditation space to talk to the ancestor to find out what was going on and what I needed to change, because obviously the guy at Hay House Radio couldn't tell me. And you know what? I didn't get the ancestor. I got Archangel Michael, and he said, "Welcome, child. We have been waiting for you."
I bet that threw you for a loop.
Well, it did, because I didn't know from angels, you know. I think I had spoken to Jesus maybe before, but I channeled at that time from a place of just channeling spirit when I wrote my books, and sometimes talking to the ancestor, but mostly not talking to the guides. But he basically told me that they had been waiting for me to get clear enough to hear them, and when I hit that moment of surrender, I just let all the walls fall down, and I just said, "Show me." I said to spirit, I said to source, "Show me what it is I'm supposed to do, because obviously I'm not getting it." And that act of just releasing my ego and my human concept of what I was supposed to be doing just cleared the way, and the angels were able to connect with me, and now I can talk to them pretty much as easily as I talk to you right now, Tanya.
That is amazing. And, oh my gosh, there's so much juiciness in that story. And that story wasn't just for my curiosity. Someone needed to hear that tonight, not just me.
Yeah, yeah, I feel that. I feel that in my body when you say that.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
Don't give up.
Whatever
you're going through out there, listeners, don't give up, because it's the perseverance. It's just the perseverance and the commitment and the just walking forward and walking forward and walking forward the best you can. And one day we get where we need to go, but we don't always get there the way we think we're going to get there. But we just have to keep trying.
That's the truth. Wow. So I am curious.
Uh-huh.
I know that you were in preparation for tonight's show. I know that, you know, you told me that the archangels were excited as well as you. And
yep.
So I'm wondering if they have a particular message or anything that they would like to share with their listeners tonight.
Pretty much always have something to say. Let me check and see who wants to talk. Oh, wow. Hang on. So what they're showing me right now, Tanya, is this incredible, it's like a gathering of angels. There's just angels, ranks on ranks on ranks of angels, and I work mostly with the archangels, and there's a finite number of them, so I don't even know who all these heavenly beings are, but they're here.
Uh-huh.
And they do have a message. Just the first thing I heard really loudly and clearly is, "It is time." But let me see if I figure out which angel is talking to me. They're like, "We are all talking to you." Okay, but guys, can you give me, like, is there a spokes angel for tonight? Whew, we get Archangel Michael. And that's an interesting choice. He is the warrior, defender, protector angel that most of your listeners may remember carries a sword. And a lot of times, he's like my main man, okay? But a lot of times I get Gabriel to speak for the masses. But today I get Michael, and let's see what Michael has to say. It's kind of a serious message, but I'll just say what he's saying. Children, we have come to a time on the planet. This is the time you have been training for. This is the time your soul has been training for. This is the time your lifetimes of service, your lifetimes of learning, your lifetimes of suffering, your lifetimes of joy, this is the time you have been learning for. The time is now. The time is now for each human on the planet to choose for themselves, not to choose because of their husband or their wife or their child or their boss or even their God or their church, but to choose for themselves, whether they will be aligned with joy, which is to say aligned with source, or to be aligned with sadness, darkness, even to be aligned with evil. it is a time on the planet where to shift the balance of light and dark on the planet is not only a job for the armies, but it is a job for each human being. And it is time right this minute for each person who is listening and willing to be open to this message to choose how they will stand up for themselves, for their God, for their light, now and for the rest of their lifetime. That was kind of a strong message from Michael right there.
Ooh, I'm still breathing through that one.
They can be pretty tough. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's interesting, Tanya, that my angels are not all about miracles. They're really not. I kind of call them Archangels 2.0 because they're some pretty tough cookies. And they're really not about fixing us or saving us or rescuing us or the lottery tickets. There's some people that have a concept about angels, which is like you can sit down on the couch and put your feet up on the coffee table and turn on Netflix and say, angels, by the way, would you please deliver Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome? But it just doesn't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do the work. We have to do the work. And these angels, they're pretty tough. Oh, he has part two. Can I keep going with what his message is?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Hang on. I'm thinking they're switching spokespeople. Just let me just tune in. All right. This is kind of, wow. This is kicking up some dust for me, and it might for you as well and some of your listeners. So who wants to talk now is Jesus, Tanya.
Okay.
And he goes in with the angels. He's not technically an angel, but, you know, Jesus, Mother Mary, they all just kind of hang out together with the angels, and he's one of the guys that talks to me a lot, and he has something to say, and it feels challenging because I'm feeling it in the pit of my stomach. So let's see where he's going. Hang on 1 second while I get a clear. Okay, here he is. This is Jesus. Dear ones, you've heard the words that my brother in light, Archangel Michael, has said to you this evening. But I, Jesus, want to say the same words or the same message in a slightly different way. I want you to know, dear ones, that the journey ahead of you is not all about fighting. It's not all about conflict. It's not all about hunger and pain and struggle and genocide and rape. The journey actually in front of you, dear ones, is the journey to back to what you humans call the Garden of Eden. It's the journey back to that place where humanity is so interconnected and interwoven and embodying its own divine light and spirit that the world is an entirely magical and wondrous place to live. The time of the unicorns could come again in the sense of the presence and the light and the intensity of Source on the planet being such that those creatures whom we think of as unicorns, who are small fragments or slivers of Source energy, could actually once more walk the earth because the amount of vibration, the highness of the vibration, the intensity of the light would make that possible. I, Jesus, don't really mean to get you sidetracked on unicorns. It's just an example. But the mission, my children, the mission, dear ones, is not merely to stand in opposition to the forces of evil and hate. It's to stand in concert and community and acceptance with the forces of light, because what we are trying to do is once more to bring down heaven onto earth, which you humans knew before the time of the sundering was the Garden of Eden, or whatever myth of that equivalency you have in your wisdom tradition. And that is the purpose of the work that we do through Alex and through all of these people like Tanya and the people who are listening and all of the other spiritual leaders active with the active voices on the planet at this time. So I, Jesus, want you to know it is not about sacrifice. It is not about suffering. It is not about evil. It is about joy and light and love and embracing how truly amazing humanity can be and human life can be when we fully embody the power and the joy that is Source into every moment of our lives. So that's what Jesus had to add.
And we take a breath.
Yeah, we have to, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing and powerful.
Yeah, because it is about the joy. They've been telling me that a long time. We're really good on this planet about suffering, you know. We're really good. We pretty much got the suffering down, don't you think, Tanya? We're good at that.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think many of us have PhDs in suffering, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's time to find that collegiality, that comradeship of success and happiness and joy and pleasure that truly is our birthright, and it's truly what we're here to experience and to create for ourselves.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Wow. All right. And I know they're not done, because I know that you have been so willing to offer up individual messages for our callers too.
Sure.
So are you ready for that? Because we
certainly
have people who are ready.
Yeah,
is there anything you need? Is there anything you need to prepare our callers? Any information you need from them? Any instructions?
Okay, let's see. Well, I'm going to ask them their first name when I get them on the call, because that's how I'm going to connect in with their energy. Let me ask the angels. Okay, so the picture I get right away is if you were holding a small handful of water in your hand. And I think what they mean by that is, given the time constraints this evening, it would be helpful if people had a specific question or a concrete question. When I do this work, sometimes I get, please tell me the angels' messages for me, and I can do that. It takes me a little bit longer. Sometimes people just want to know, you know, an hour's worth of what the angels have to tell them, and I can do that. But honestly, it's a little bit like sending me into the Safeway to get your groceries, but not sending me with the grocery list.
I love that analogy. I love that analogy. Okay, great.
So if the callers can have a question, you know, if they don't have a specific question, at least an area, relationships or money, but a specific question like, you know, what's blocking my success, or what's holding the cash flow back for me, or when am I going to, you know, co-create this love relationship that I want in my life, or something specific, that's a little quicker and easier for me. But you know what? I've got the angel posse with me, and we'll just roll with whatever we get.
All right. Awesome. And so here is the Tanya Parker personal caveat. Please do not ask for lottery numbers.
Perfect. Because we're not going to give you those. I love it.
That has certainly happened before, and, you know, I am just saying, you know, no lottery numbers, no, you know, which casino should I go to and which machine should I play. We've gotten all of that. It's not about that.
Yeah.
And so if you have those types of questions, you can free up the queue now. Okay, thank you very much. And we will get going with our callers. Awesome. So just for those who may be joining, who may have joined us late, we have Alex Moore and the Archangels here, and some other special guests who may pop up along with the Archangels. And so to call in, the number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. Please make sure you press 1 to speak with the host, and that will indicate to me that you would like to speak. Otherwise, I will just assume that you are listening to the call via your phone and that you may not necessarily have a question for Alex and the Archangels. All right, so the person who has been holding the longest, first in the queue, they were on the line before me, is calling from the 863 area code. So caller, you are live on Mind, Body, and Soul Food. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Julia. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Wonderful, Julia.
Hey, Julia.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Julia, what's your question for the angels and for me?
Well, I'm at a starting over point after a 30-year marriage, trying to get my life moving forward. I live in Central Florida now, but I'm wanting to relocate. I'm thinking either North or South Carolina. I really want to connect with what you were talking about creating a life of happiness and joy and success and pleasure. So I would appreciate some guidance around that. How can I do that? You know, I'm feeling kind of out of sorts with my life and feeling like, you know, lacking sense of purpose and direction, and what do I do next? So.
Okay. All right. We should be able to jump in there and get something. Let me just see. Ooh, the archangel that comes for you instantly, Julia, is Archangel Ariel. And she is the archangel that I associate with children, but also with animals. So for some reason, children feels more significant to me, and I'm not sure why. And let me just see what she has to say to you, Julia. Just give me a second. Wow. What she's showing me, Julia, is it looks like your life up until now, they're kind of showing it to me like in the shadows. Like you've had a certain amount of struggle, you've had a certain amount of pain, maybe some sadness, maybe some discouragement, and it feels like you're just really ready to step out into the sunlight. Is that true, Julia?
Yes, definitely.
And they really want to validate you for, really, they're saying to have an open heart, to have gone through what you've gone through in your life, and they're not showing me the details, and that's fine because I don't need to know them. But they're saying to have lived to this point, Julia, sort of in that some of those darker moments of your life, and to still be so heart whole and so courageous that you're willing to open your heart and say, I want the next phase of my life to be different. I want the next phase of my life to be better. I want to claim my joy and my power and my connection and my pleasure. That's no small thing. It takes a humongous amount of guts, and the angels want to start by validating you for that, Julia.
Thank you. Yep, I thought about checking out several times, but I'm still here, and I definitely want joy.
Hang on, let's see where they want to take this. Yeah, that's perfect that you're claiming that. Hang on one second. I see what they're showing me, but I need to understand. It feels like you're carrying some judgment or some pain. For sure you're carrying some pain. It feels like maybe you're carrying some judgment around those really dark moments in your life. The angels would really like you to set those suitcases down, Julia. They really would like you to surrender that baggage to God or Goddess or however you see the divine and just say, I did the best I could, and I'm still here, and I'm not going to carry that shame and that guilt and that pain and that judgment anymore. Do you think you could do that, Julia?
Yeah.
So you may not do it all today. You're not going to do it all right this moment, but they really want you. And anyone else that's listening, judgment is an energy that's not source. If we're in judgment, we're not in source. If we're in guilt, we're not in source. If we're in anger or shame or blame, we're not in source. So whatever your life path was, you walked it the best way that you knew how. And for you, Julie, and for everyone else listening, the angels just truly want you to let go of the judgment around how you did it. Because there is a place of truth around if we do not know darkness, we do not always know how to choose light. But you are here and you're choosing it. So the angels don't actually want to answer the big question about the move and where you're going to, Julia. They want to just give you, first of all, that validation for the path you've walked and for your courage and your perseverance. And secondly, that suggestion to just release everything that you still feel around those times in your life to release that to God. But the third thing they want to invite you to do, and this is so important, and it's so important for anyone listening, whether they're going to be on the phone with me directly or not, is they truly would like you to start with a very tiny, tiny pleasures. Because here's what I know to be true, Julia. If we have been in a place of struggle, a place of sadness, a place where our lives have been difficult, and we're really trying to reach that place of just happiness and joy, there's a lot of voices in our head, there's a lot of programming that tells us that we need to be careful how much we ask for, and we need to be careful how much we claim for ourselves. And we don't want to trigger that pushback for you. So the very tiniest pleasures, they're showing me walking down the street and seeing a beautiful, now this is not probably your image because I think yourself is what you said, but seeing like a beautiful golden leaf on the ground because it's fall, or standing a minute at the seashore and just not moving and taking a minute to just breathe and watch the waves, or maybe taking a moment when you think you're supposed to be doing something else and having a beautiful cup of tea, of herbal tea. They're saying, could you start by just really opening the door to those tiny moments of joy that aren't too expensive, that don't cost you too much time, that don't make those voices in your head start yelling, and just start there. How does that sound, Julia?
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely struggled with deserving, so that's perfect.
So Jesus is here, and he wants you to know, Julia, all humans deserve. We're all the sons and daughters of God. We all deserve. And there's nothing we experience in our lives that's not, that makes us less deserving. We just experience the pain we need to help us grow. And you're ready to grow into joy. So before I leave you right now, they're asking me to ask you, Julia, can you think of two or three little tiny things that you could give yourself that don't cost too much time, that don't cost too much money, that you feel okay with in the next couple of days? Can you think of a couple little tiny pleasures that you could give yourself, Julia?
Yes. Yeah, we have a park in town. Just go to the park and just enjoy the park.
Wonderful. Tell me another one. What's one more thing you could do?
I have to think more about it. I can't think of another thing off the top of my head.
Okay. So maybe the homework is to go to the park and either walk or sit in the park and think about what else you might like. Could you do that?
Yes. Yep.
Because sometimes it's as simple as we just want to stop moving for a moment. Sometimes it's as simple as we gonna go have a cup of coffee in a coffee shop instead of our own kitchen. Sometimes it's as simple as we want to take a bubble bath. Sometimes it's as simple as we just want to tell ourselves it's okay to just watch Netflix for the rest of the night with Ben and Jerry and not try to do any more soul growth for a few minutes. I don't know what's right for you, but I do know there's a huge transformational power that comes with opening the door to pleasure and joy in very, very tiny, tiny ways. Because when we only open the door a tiny bit, we don't trigger the alarm system. You know what I'm trying to say, Julia?
Yeah, I get that.
So just start tiny, but try to stay committed to those tiny pleasures without judgment. It's not about, oh, my God, I didn't do them today. It's not about that. It's just beginning to crack that door open because you have a lot of joy and a lot of success and a lot of pleasure and a lot of angels just waiting for you. You just need to get that door cracked open wide enough for them to come through and find you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, bless you so much, Julia. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Julia, I have to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this because I'm a straight-up person. I'm an Aries. Pretty much what you see is what you get. I want you to know, Julia, you are my first ever live on-air reading.
Oh.
And the reason
awesome.
I'm telling
Thank
you that
you.
Is that one day I'm going to be on Hay House Radio or something like that, and you might listen to me and you'll go, ha, I was the first person she ever did this
first,
with.
Yay.
And you know what? That's not a small thing. I've put in a hell of a lot of my own work to get to the point where I could do this for you tonight. It's been my honor and my pleasure, and I just want you to know this was huge for me as well as for you. So the angels and I bless you, and we know you're going to find that joy you're looking for, Julia.
Oh, thank you. Bless you, too. Thank you so much. And thank you, Tanya, for taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. Blessings to you.
Blessings. Thank you.
Wow.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Oh, that was beautiful. What a beautiful gift to leave her with, to let her know that. From your lips to God's ears, you know.
Well, you know, we have to be honest. We have to be vulnerable because I was given, Julia, that list of things that are not source energy, like guilt is not source and judgment is not source mm-hmm. and shame is not source. But, Tanya, ego is not source either.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so I've done a lot of work around becoming, in my own eyes, good enough to do this work. And I feel like mm-hmm. I can say truly right now I am good enough to do this work, and I don't say it from ego, and I don't say it from doubt, and I don't say it from arrogance. It's the truth, and we need to be vulnerable enough to speak truth to each other. It's the only way we're going to do what we need to do on this planet right now.
Ashe, ashe, beautiful. All right. On to the next caller. We have another one who has been, who was on the queue before I even signed on. And
fabulous.
So we're talking about to the 917 area code. Caller, you're on the line.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. And Alex, I'm glad to be your number two reading on the air.
Yay. I'm excited. What's your name?
It's Ellen.
Ellen. Fabulous. Welcome, Ellen. How can the angels and I help you tonight?
I'm going to ask not a specific question, but a general thing.
Okay.
I am thinking about a move to a different state. What
okay.
do you pick up about it? Whatever you pick up would be great.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Well, I'm not laughing at you, but I'm laughing at the image the angels give me. It's kind of like your bags are packed and you are ready for the cruise, Ellen. Does that feel right? You're just ready to go, like you got the lei around your neck and you're just like got the equivalent of the Mai Tai in one hand. Like you are just ready to rock and roll and go do something fun and different and make some changes in your life. Does that feel accurate?
Yes, but I certainly wouldn't wear a lei in this other state I'm moving to.
Well, I don't think it's literally that you're going to Hawaii, but it's this beautiful energy of, like, adventure and party, and it's like, yeah, it's not literally that you're going someplace like Hawaii. It's not that. It's like, what are they trying to say? It's celebration, exploration, rejuvenation, like just this wonderful, wonderful, wonderful energy like that. Does that feel accurate?
Yes. Yes. There's a sense of adventure, but there's also this other thing of like, is this the right place for me? You know, is this in my highest and best interest?
Well, hang on. I honestly, Ellen, I see you, and I'll try to answer that question for you, and I'll look at it again in a second. I see you as being like, the angels say, well, if it's not, she's just going to pick up the suitcases and go someplace else. It feels, you feel so empowered to go find what you want, to go find the adventure that you want. Does that feel true, Ellen?
Yes. Yes.
So let me... Do you want to tell me the name of the place you're thinking to move in? Because that'll help me tune in, or you want me just to ask without you telling me that?
It's Colorado I'm thinking of, and I haven't picked a city within there, but just generally.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Colorado. Okay, this is a little odd. It feels chilly for you. The first thing they say is it's a little cold. Do you like it that cold?
Not particularly, no, but I can't think of a place where I would like to be that's warm. I mean, so I guess it's like back and forth, but I think I would fit in other ways.
Okay, so hang on. So that's a really good insight into the journey. Honestly, I'm going to just be straight up with you. I don't get a lot of energy around Colorado for you. Let me see if I can understand why. It feels like you picked it with your mind, Ellen, not with your gut and your soul. Does that feel true?
Not really.
Not really?
Not really. No.
Yeah?
There's a mix of things. I wouldn't say it's just mind alone. No.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be disrespectful of your process. It kind of came out sounding that way. Colorado, Colorado, Colorado. I have to say I'm not seeing it hugely.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean, what does it mean? Let me see if I can find out why. Well, the first thing they say when I try to ask deeper is if you go there, you're going to learn a lot and you're going to know more clearly what you want to do next time. It's that adventure energy where I almost saw like the angels doing a conga line with you at the beginning of the call, Ellen. It feels like I'm not seeing that huge, joyful, playful, lighthearted, dancing, spirited energy. It doesn't feel like it's landing in Colorado. I just have to be honest with you.
Do the angels see it somewhere else then? Maybe there's a place I haven't thought about.
Okay, let me see. Yeah, the first thing I see, and this is, I'm trying to find the physical location for you, but I see you looking and going, oh, I didn't think about that. Like this sense of, oh, I didn't think about that. So it feels like there really is another place and that it's beneficial for you. But hang on, let me see. Okay, I'm going to just be honest. This is not necessarily my strongest skill. Like, there's people who are geographical wizards. But I checked in, like, a couple different places, and it feels like the center of the country. It almost feels like Texas or something down there towards the water in the center of the country. Does that make any sense to you whatsoever?
If we were talking about heart, my heart just says no, no, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they showed me that. Let me back up and come at this from a different way. Okay, so when I back up my focus on this question, the angels say you absolutely do know, like you will be guided, you have the ability to know. So they're like, you're going to know when your response to thinking of the place is, oh, hell yeah, I'm on the next bus. It feels to me like you haven't quite got that clarity. So it feels like you need to explore. Are you able to travel to some of these places to check them out before you move, or not so much right now?
I could a little. I already checked out Colorado. And what resonated with what you were saying is that I could see myself living there for 5 years. And it's much easier to make a decision if I say it's for, you know, this period of time as opposed to the rest of my life. When you say rest of my life, it's like I can't decide.
Yeah, that's huge, because when you say the rest of your life, what I get is like, ooh, I'm going to be in jail for the rest of my life, and if I pick the wrong place, I'll be in jail until I die. So that's really good clarity on your part to limit the time. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. And I have, like, looked at several cities and states. Like, friends have told me about this and that place, and, like, none of them have engaged me or interested me as much as Colorado. So I don't know.
So,
and I have been doing this a lot of thought for quite a while now. Yeah.
So here's what I know. I got to be honest with you about the energy that I'm seeing. Because that's what my job is. But you also have your own power of your own wisdom and your own connection. What the angel said to me is to ask when you pray or meditate or connect with your guides or however you do it, to ask to be shown clearly. Clearly, in an unmistakable way, where is the next step on the journey? And when I say that to you, I see two things right away. When you hear the words next step, your whole energy opens up and you're like, okay, it's only the next step, which I think is really important because you have like this adventuresome heart right now, Ellen, and I feel like you're not going to just sit in one place for the next 50 years. So that's one piece. And the second piece is asked to be shown clearly. And then even the third thing underneath that, I see that if you pick someplace and you don't like it, you're just going to go, well, I don't like it, and you'll change. There should be this really lighthearted energy around it, not feeling like if you make the wrong decision, you're stuck, because that's not true from what the angels are showing me. Does that help a little bit, Ellen?
It does, and I want to say thank you so much, Alex.
Oh, you're so welcome. It was my pleasure, and you know, I hope you find your way to the next place, and I think the angels are doing their best to guide you. So thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's see. They're on a roll, huh?
Oh, my angels are usually like this. They just keep me rocking and rolling.
Well, we have quite the queue, and I don't think we'll be able to get to everyone, but let's see how many we can get to before we are complete. We are local right now with a 301 area code. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey there.
Greetings. I didn't press one, so I'm a little surprised.
Oh, you did? Oh, hello there, Sharice.
Greetings.
I apologize. I see that you didn't, and I just tuned you right in. Did you want to speak or?
First of all, I will say thank you for your story, Alex. My name is Sharice.
Hey, Sharice.
Don't think I heard it all completely, so a beautiful start of your journey. I guess the question I would ask is, I had an interesting experience with a mediumship class that I had a phenomenal outcome in, and my gifting was surprising even those who had been doing mediumship for years, but somehow or another something with the leader, I'm not too sure what it was, kind of put a big wrench in it all. And
okay.
I'm wanting to get to that, my spiritual gift, and I guess I'm asking, what do I need to do? Because it seems like I start and then I hit something and then I'm back to the drawing board again.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Let me see who's here for you tonight, Sharice. Well, interestingly, very clearly, you get Mother Mary. Mother Mary. Interesting. All right, let's see what she has to say. She shows me an image, Sharice, that you're planting seeds. You're planting seeds, you're planting seeds. And you plant them in different places, and some of them work, some of them grow, some of them don't grow. And there's a bit of a sense of frustration because it feels like the planting process is taking a very long time, and you're really kind of impatient for the harvest, which is quite understandable. Does that feel true?
Yes.
Okay. So let me see what else they have to say. So Sharice, Mother Mary shows me this beautiful image. It's like if you can imagine this beautiful exotic lily or some kind of flower, and she shows me that it's growing in the center of you, and it's growing like right up through your chakras, and as it grows it's getting bigger and it's blossoming and the blossoms are developing. And really the image that I get from this, seeing this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful blossom inside of you, is that you are truly, that is what you have been doing. You have been growing into your own beauty, growing into your own strength, growing into your own light. And it really looks to me like the disconnect that you're feeling around your service mission is really nothing more than timing. And I can tell you from personal experience, as well as experience working with many of my clients, we can't rush it, and it makes us nuts. Because as humans, there's two things going on. As humans, we tend to be impatient. And as light workers, we're hungry to be of service. We're hungry to be fully in that mission that we're here to fulfill and to perform on the planet. And
So
what I feel is you have to give yourself your own sacred time and process, Sharice. It's not a block. It's not a failure. It's not a delay. It's just your own sacred time. You're doing it. You're working through it. And sometimes we have these little practice runs where we step out into something and it doesn't really go anywhere. And then we go back to doing our work and we step out again and it doesn't really go anywhere. It feels like the more that you can ground in the now and release your sort of sense of how you think the timing should work and release any judgment that you hold around the timing, the more beautifully, naturally, you're going to step fully into your own light and beauty, Sharice, and then the work will just come and there will be no looking back.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you to you and the Archangels.
You're so welcome. So welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sharice, and for being open to my wrong click there. There are no mistakes. I do believe that.
I was going to say that. There's no mistakes, Tanya. But thank you for Charisse being let herself being put on the spot here, but I'm sure there is no mistake. So it was lovely to talk to you.
Yes. All right. So the next caller is a local as well, a 240 number. Let's see. Where did you go? Here you go. Caller, you're
Hi,
on the air.
Hi, can you hear me? Hi, can you hear
yes.
me?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Alex. This is Aurelia.
Alex,
can you hear me?
Can you hear? Oh, you know what? I wonder if I I think instead of muting Charisse, I muted Alex. So let's try this again.
Okay.
Alex, you're there.
I was wondering why you couldn't hear me.
Yes, I apologize. You know, this is what happens when you wake up at 3:55 in the morning and don't get a chance to nap.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Well, I'm here now, but I missed the caller's name. So give me the caller's name
Hi.
Again, please.
This is Aurelia.
Aurelia, beautiful name. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. How are you?
I am doing fabulously. Thank you so much. How can the angels and I help you today?
Well, first, I just want to say I'm really enjoying the show, and I really am enjoying all that you're sharing with us.
Thank you.
Of late, over many, many years, I have been doing a lot of self-work, and I've had a lot of personal shifts. And the biggest shift for me was moving from a space of being literally off balance in my masculine energy and embracing my divine feminine energy. And of very late, I have been told by two different people on the same day, as a matter of fact, they said, you're in alignment, but you're leading with your masculine side. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, that's wonderful. I love that marker to tell me, you know, here's the next space for growth. But I was wondering, could you give me any insights or guidance of specificity, you know, the specific what I should be kind of looking or trying to do or be. I'll say that.
So you're looking for finding the real solid balance between your masculine and feminine energies. Is that what I'm hearing?
Correct.
So it's interesting that you should ask me that question because I'll just share with the audience, I'm a lesbian, and I spent 25 years stepping into my masculine energies in a huge way, and I have just stepped out of them into my own feminine energies. I'm rocking the divine feminine these days in a way that I've never done in my life, because I think walking through the masculine side of my life taught me how to be strong in the female energies in a whole new way. So cannot be coincidence that we're talking masculine and feminine, and you're on the call with me tonight. Let me see what they're saying for you. I see greater energy in your right side, Aurelia. I see, like, if I'm looking at your sort of energetic body, I see energy, like, really weighted over on that side. They're saying that it's the side that you trust. It's the side that's familiar. It's the side that you know how to... that you know how to navigate from. Does that feel correct?
Yes.
Hang on one second. There's an interesting thing going on here, because when I look at your left-hand side, your left energies are very diffuse. They don't feel like they have boundaries, whereas the right side of you that's holding that masculine energy, there's clear boundaries. It's like you know where it stops, you know where it starts. It feels contained, whereas the feminine feels very, very flowy, and it just kind of goes whew, like that, and it sort of just doesn't stop flowing. And so the problem is you can't really – it feels like water energetically. And you can't stand on water. Like, water has its own strength and its own value, but if it's the other half of your body, you can't physically stand on it. It just kind of, like, goes. So it feels like there's a place where the feminine is connected for you right now with something that's very amorphous, very flowy. It doesn't have structure, and you're not sure, I think metaphorically, you're not sure how to lean on it. Does that feel accurate to you when I say that?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the solution here? Well, the first thing they show me is that sometimes you're just going to step into that feminine flow, and you're just going to let it sometimes you'll step into that feminine side because you need that flow, you need that absence of boundaries, you need that sort of really effortless, like, exploration and, like, where do I need to take my energy? So it feels like the masculine, like, you know how to stand on that side, that energy, that part of your body, and it holds you, it supports you, it's actually serving you. What do they want you to do? It really feels like there's not a problem. The way that I'm being shown right now, Aurelia, there's not a problem. It feels like there's just two different ways to be in the world. You're exploring the two of them. You're switching back and forth between the two of them. You're playing with them. And this is just a process of exploration, kind of like a kid, you know, making mud pies or playing with the Play-Doh or the finger paints. And it feels like the question that you can hold, as the angels are showing me, is, what serves me? How can I be in the world and what serves me? And it feels like you don't know the answer to that yet because you haven't figured out how these two halves of you work fully, and you haven't figured out, all that you need to learn about them. So they kind of just want you to keep finger painting with these two different divine energies. How does that sound to you when I say that, Aurelia?
It's freeing. It removes any kind of weight to it, but at the same time, it gives me no boundaries and no. It doesn't give me a map. And so I guess I'll do something. Yeah. And that's
it. Doesn't give you a map. Well, guess what? There is no map. That's why they don't give you one. That's why they don't give you one. This is what they're saying. Hang on one second. Okay, so this is why there's no map, Aurelia, because they want you to really, really, really start trusting yourself and your intuition, your connection with your divine guidance, your divine wisdom, your connection with source energy is coming through your feminine side. And we talked at the beginning of the show about the integration of body and spirit. So the masculine right-hand side for you is holding, like, your humanness. And this very diffuse, amorphous, boundaryless, left-hand feminine energy is holding your spirit. And they are not. No way in hell are they going to give you a map, because the whole point is the exploration and the journey for you right now. I'm sorry that kind of sucks, but that's what they're telling me. Does that make sense, Aurelia?
It does. It does. It does. And actually, it's very confirming of other things that I've said, but giving me a little more clarity because the other readings did kind of leave me with a feeling of, oh, okay, well, it's time to move into the next step. But actually, that is trying to use, again, that masculine energy of always that direction like that. At least that's how it feels to me. And And I just need to kind of... I just need to allow it and just be with it. So,
I think that's exactly correct. Yes.
It's nice to know that, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong. It just is.
Yes.
So
yes.
Deal with it.
And, perfect. And it sounds like you're willing to do that, and that is so wonderful. I think that we humans, like Charisse earlier, we're impatient. And we often want the quick fix, and we often want the clear answer, but so much, and I didn't mean that in any way disrespectfully of Charisse, I'm like the number one impatient person on the planet. I've been there, done that so many times. It's such a human energy. We have to give ourselves permission to be messy, to be in between, to be exploring, to be learning, because it's in that messiness and that lack of structure and that lack of complete understanding and that lack of complete knowing that we actually figure things out. And that's really what Source and the angels are asking you to do right now, Aurelia, is to just allow yourself to play and figure out how you can move between these two energies in your life. There's not a right or a wrong. They're both perfectly functional energies to live in the planet with. It's a question of which one do you need at any given time, which one do you need most, how does the masculine energy serve you, how does the feminine energy serve you, and they just really want you to make some mud pies for a little while, and I trust that you're going to come to a place of real peace and understanding of this exploration and this path that you're on.
Awesome. And that's Thank going you. To have to be the very last word. Thank you, Aurelia. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
Very quickly, thank you so
your
much.
Your phone number, how to reach you?
Me? The best way to reach me is through my website, which is www.yoursoulstruth.com. You can get all the contact information there, yoursoulstruth.com, or 301-717-8500 if you just want to shoot me a text or call me directly.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thank you to the archangels. Thank you to Jesus. Thank you to Mother Mary, all who came through today to give us inspiration, to give us information. We are off the air at this point. Those who are still on the line can still hear us. So I
okay.
just wanted to make sure that I thank you for just coming on. And believe me, this will not be your last time on the air.
Yay!
Something has
Thank
been
you.
Opened up, you know?
Thank you.
And
I'm so grateful.
I would love to have you back. I would love to have you back in your busy schedule. I hope you can find time.
Yeah, let me know
because
what dates work for you, and I'll see what's available for me. I would love to come back, and I'm so grateful for you giving me this first opportunity. I really feel like this is work I'm here to do, and I'm going to be doing in this format a lot in the future. So thank you for giving
yes.
me a safe place to try this out the first time, Tanya.
It is my pleasure. And for those who are still on listening, please join us next month, second Sunday at 6. We have Reverend Dr. Craig Wright, who is numerologist extraordinaire. He is one of our annual favorites to come on, so he's going to give us numerology for the new year. So peace, love, and blessings, everyone, and good night.
Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.